The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
404-5858-866-404-5858.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. It's time for the Don Crow Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to, you got it, the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. Always great to, well, I've often said it's no fun when you're not here, because there'd be no reason for Julie and me to be here if you weren't. So, in any event, we welcome you to this edition of the show. Many years ago, I came across a small book with a big message, the story of a young man who lost his bride of less than 48 hours in a tragic accident while en route to their honeymoon. It took her life and nearly cost him his. And as he lay in the hospital with the broken bones and an even bigger broken heart, the Holy Spirit provided him with a life-altering thought that I've never forgotten since I read it. The Spirit of God seemed to say in his spirit, God never promised to keep us from trouble. He just promised to be there when it happens. That's a powerful idea. It's a powerful thought. And Trish Porter Topmiller is my guest this hour. She's a 1988 U.S. Olympian in the high jump, former world record holder for women ages 40 to 44 in the high jump, and multiple times U.S. national and world masters champion, first girl to play Little League Baseball in Northern California, and currently serves as New Mexico Olympians and Paralympians president. And an author as well who shares her dreams. She's had her troubles and challenges, which is part of why I opened with that quote that I hadn't thought of in years. She's the author of two books. One's called Rekindle Your Dreams, in which she shares her insights into practical steps to make dreams happen. And the other, the one we're going to talk about right now, just released, King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. Trish, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Don. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and the book is exciting as well. At the very start of your book, you say, this story is made up of people, and there are a lot of them to thank, but at the top of the list, if I understand correctly, is the guy who used to answer the phone, King Here. So take us into your book. What's the story?
So King Here is about my father. And really, when I look back on his life, I saw he was such an amazing man with so many fabulous accomplishments. And then he had a whole series of losses that looked so tragic and terrible in to everybody. But then as I looked, I saw God's hand, and I saw how his life was really like a puzzle. And he put those pieces of the puzzle together. And in the end, God had a plan, and it turned out, you know, very wonderful in many respects. But my dad, King Here, he used to answer the phone, King Here, and he wasn't a man of many words. And then his message machine would say, King Not Here, speak at the beep. And so those who know him love the title. And it's, but it's also a double entendre, meaning, you know, kind of King of Kings, God Here, listen to my story, listen to this story. I have something to say.
Well, as Florence Littauer says, and it's on the cover of the book, a riveting must-read for those who need a divinely inspired dose of trust, hope, and patience and need it right now. And I'm sure in our audience there are those who are saying, I need to read that book. So we're going to talk more about it. But talk about, if you would, some of the challenges you yourself went through. You lost your husband of 20 years. He also an Olympic athlete and your son. What's the story behind those losses for you?
Well, I met my husband, Pat Porter, who was a two-time Olympian in the 10,000 meter. I met him at the Olympics in 1988. And then we got married around 3 years later, and I had my two, I call them my two gold medals, Connor and Shannon. And when Connor was 15, he ended up medaling at the U.S. Fencing National Championships. He was a fencer, and then my daughter's a figure skater. And we were coming home and one day from coaching in Colorado Springs, and I got a phone call. And there I heard, can you please confirm that your husband, Pat Porter's plane, went down in Sedona, Arizona? Mm. Wow. And I didn't know what to do at that moment. My whole world was crushed. I lost half my family. I lost both my guys. They were there in Sedona along with my son's friend, Connor Manch, for a guy's trip to spend time together. And they never came home. They didn't come home. So we lost our laughter that day is what I say. The guys were kind of our laughter. And so losing half your family, your husband of 20 years, my husband of 20 years, and my son, for me was very devastating and very different. Not anything that I had planned or ever thought about.
Did you know the Lord at that time? And how did that affect your faith?
I did. And it's interesting because I think when we have tragedy, it's a real a fork in the road of which way are we going to respond? Are we going to draw to God or are we going to draw away from him and be angry? And when I got that phone call, I pulled the car over and I got in the back of the car with my daughter, Shannon, who was 11. And we prayed. And we prayed that they would be alive. But I knew within my heart that prayer wasn't going to be answered. And for me, so that was my first response was prayer. And that first night when we were, I slept with Shannon and in bed, she said, Mom, I know that they're in heaven. I know they're in a better place. And I know we'll see them again because of their belief in Jesus. And so that is kind of really what we clung to was that hope. It offered us hope. And then I also clung to, I trust you, Lord. I had a friend that said, if you put your hands up like you're going to pray and your left hand is up and then your right hand is going all over with your emotions and your circumstances, and then bring that right hand up to your left hand in a sign of prayer and say, I trust you, Lord. And that's really what I clung to then over the years was, I trust you, Lord. It's not my plan. I don't understand. I don't like it. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. But I knew God heard my tears, and I knew he knew my pain, and I knew he was there with me, and I knew he was going to get me through.
Well, obviously he has, and there's so much more to the story. We're going to talk some more about it. I just want you to know about the book just released called King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. Trish Porter Topmiller is the author. You can check it out, of course, your usual sources, but stay with us. We're going to talk more with Trish coming right back in a moment.
Here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain. So if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs, a unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved, covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Last February, on the island of Sumatra, two men were imprisoned for distributing gospel tracts. The men distributed several copies of a booklet about Jesus in a Muslim community near their home in Jambi City. As the two men took a coffee break, several young men confronted them and told them the booklets were heretical. Members of a radical Muslim group then came by and dragged them off to a police station where they were interrogated and detained without cause. Pray for these men and their families, that the seeds they planted through these booklets will bear fruit, even in the lives of radical Muslims.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, talking about a wonderful book just out called King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. It's written by my guest, Trish Porter Topmiller. And Trish, there's so much more in the book than we'll have time to get to, but obviously your dad, as we said at the outset, is a real focal point of the story. And he himself was no stranger to pain or difficulty, certainly in his own upbringing as a child, but even as a very successful businessman at a point in his life. Kind of tell us a little more about what he went through.
So he was, as I said, kind of an amazing man. He was very adventurous, loved to include people in his adventures. He did things like hot air ballooning, and he climbed the Matterhorn, and he went around the world in 26 days on the Concorde, which is a supersonic jet. And one of my favorites was, is he took, he once flew a date from San Francisco to Los Angeles on a private jet. And then they had dinner on the Goodyear blimp while flying over the city lights in Los Angeles. So he was a man of adventure, and he became a multimillionaire. through his business, some real estate development, and he really had no need for God. And he once, he felt his financial fortress was invincible. And he once even told me, I have more money than God, and if I lost half of it, I'd still be rich. So that attitude was kind of where he was coming from. And then in 2007, he did lose most, all, 97% of his money in the Depression. And that sent him on a spiral downhill where he then his back started hurting. And so he started using OxyContin and oxycodone. The doctors prescribed lots high quantities and lots of refills. And he became addicted to those narcotics. And then we had the loss of my husband and son, which I mentioned earlier. And he had several other tragic losses that just was not how life had he had planned his life either. He had never thought that those kind of things would happen to him.
How did he react through all of this? And obviously, in the end, the Lord really reached in and rescued him, as I understand it. But tell us how those years were for him, and did he fight God? Was he angry with God over the losses, or just become reclusive, as I think your book may indicate? What happened?
Yeah, he really, God was never a part of his life. He never went to church. We didn't grow up going to church. And so really how he responded was he slept for 21, 22 hours a day. So he often wouldn't get out of bed till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. He lived in what he called the Bat Cave, which was his bedroom, which was pitch black with blackout shades, and he never opened the windows. And so that was his response. He didn't want to hear about God. He didn't have a need for God. And so that's, which was very difficult for all of us. And we spent over the years, everybody, we would, or my brothers and I, we would all ask him, invite him to church, but it wasn't something he was ever interested in until one day he actually did decide to finally go to church.
And what happened then?
Well, so just him going to church is amazing and a miracle. And then there, when he went there in the second row, was what I call an angel. His name was Michael, right? Angel Michael, if you get that. And and Michael was worshiping the Lord with his whole body. He would sing and he would raise his hands and he would move his body. And my dad was inexplicably drawn to him. And so he would call my brother in the middle of the week and say, hey, are you going to church Sunday? Because I want to get there early so I can sit behind my friend Michael. And it doesn't sound like much, but if you knew my dad was never early for anything in his life. He lived on what we called King Standard Time, which was typically 1 to 2 hours late. And so, I mean, he was late for my husband and son's celebration of life. So he was never early for anything. So for him to desire to get to church early was a big deal. And so Michael, he was drawn to Michael. And one day my brother asked Michael if he would share Jesus with my dad because he had tried and my dad had no interest. And since my dad was drawn to Michael, you know, Michael, would you talk to my dad about Jesus? And Michael's response was, God's got your dad in his hands. God's got your dad in his hands. And that is, to me, that is not a normal response. What Christian wouldn't say, sure, I'd love to share Jesus with your father. I'd love to tell him about God's love. That's what we would think would be the response. And his response was God's got your dad in his hands.
Well, as you say, he was a man who achieved so much, yet felt he had no purpose, he had no hope. Just before he turned to God, we too often think and act like people are too old, rich, addicted to meet Jesus, forgetting how we serve a loving and powerful God. Can't lose hope that others can find a way back. And I'd like you to talk about something that I read along the way. You point out that we may think that most of the time addictions of various sorts that you've described are really for the younger set and the young people and perhaps those who we may not imagine that seniors often struggle with this thing as well. Talk a little more about that and your call for us to really work with the older group who's in such crisis too.
Yes. You know, my dad didn't start using opioids till he was over 70 years old. And it was it wasn't how his life, it wasn't anything in his life that he'd even considered before. And so there is such an epidemic right now of not only kids, but older people and people just starting who are in pain and some semblance of pain, and then with the overprescription. So I really encourage, if you have a family member who is using opioids and who is addicted, don't ignore it. You know you're not alone, but it is serious and it's not just going to go away. And so to really try to put together an action plan, you can contact addictioncenters.com. You can go to Naranon meetings for family members. You can try an intervention. You can call the doctor's office and say, hey, I recognize that you're overprescribing. You know, if you don't stop, I'm going to turn you in. We had to do that at one point. And so to really be proactive and to be bold and to be, and there may, you may need tough love too within your family. But don't ignore it. And of course, pray, and get other people involved with trying to help, you know, the aging parent who, if they are addicted.
And we may think that anybody who's wealthy and successful has it all together, and they may come across that's happy, at least at the moment. But we don't realize that they may have an aching heart or even a secret addiction inside that nobody knows about. Am I right?
Yes, very true. And the thing to remember is that no one is too far gone for Jesus. No one is too far gone for God. I think we, at least I have a tendency to say, oh, they can never meet the Lord. Or in my case, I had prayed for how many years for my father? 35, 45 years for my dad. Oh, they'll never do it. They just, you know, and who are we to decide who can come to know the Lord or not? I think that's when God says, oh, yeah, watch me. You know, watch me. Watch what I can do. You wouldn't believe what I can do. And so I think we need to pray and get other people praying and really be intentional with those that are in our lives that we want to come to know the Lord, and don't write them off.
King here, never too old, too rich, or too anything to meet Jesus. Trish Porter Top Miller, the author of the book. We have just a couple of more minutes. Talk about how your years in the Olympics affected you growing up and what kind of satisfaction that brought you. Did you know the Lord during those years? And what would you say to parents even who, or young people maybe listening now, who have goals of that sort? And I mean, you had no small amount of considerable world-class achievements. What would you say to people? What do you say to people when you talk about these things?
Well, one of my favorite Chuckisms, which are sayings that my dad either made up or somebody else's sayings that he tweaked or new saying. One of my favorite Chuckisms is dream, then go after that dream with sweat and commitment. And by the way, you can actually go to my website, trishportertopmiller.com, and you can get those for free, the free gift. But I love that saying, and that, and having dreams and being willing, though, to work hard for them. And I think there's a difference of just having a dream and believing you can achieve a dream. I think there is a difference between those two things. So I think that's really important, is to not only do what it takes towards a goal, but to believe in that goal. And I encourage, whether it be in sports or music or writing, whatever it is for kids, find something that you can be passionate about that's healthy and taking you in a good direction, and follow it and pursue it. And don't just sit home and play video games, but do something that has some meaning and value and that you can feel good about, and that's positive.
Yeah, would you agree also, protect your dream? I often tell folks, protect, if God gives you a dream, protect it, because and look for the folks who will endorse or support the dream, but stay away from the dream killers who would talk you out of it. What do you think?
You know what? Yes, there are always naysayers, I call them, with whatever dreams we have. You know, oh, you can't write a book, or this book is terrible, or, you know, don't do this. Or for me, I mean, I had people, you know, my dad actually said, I'll help you for this year so you can move on with your life and get a real job. So, you know, in some sense, he was a naysayer. Mm. But if it's something that you really are passionate about and you feel that God's called you to do it or gifted you to do it, don't listen to all those negative words. Listen to what the Lord has to say about it and listen to what you believe about it.
Good word. Thank you, Trish. Great to talk with you about it. I hope a lot of folks will enjoy the book. God bless you.
Thank you.
Again, Trish Porter Topmiller, and that's her website as well, Trish Porter Topmiller. And the book is King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus.
Keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly.
Rich Lee here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain, so if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs, a unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved, covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
Starting to see volume delays on 270 northbound between Father Hurley Boulevard and the lane drop north of 121. I-66 westbound at Centerville, the accident has the two right lanes blocked with delays back to Nutley Street. 95 southbound heavy between the Fairfax County Parkway and Woodbridge. DC 295 jammed southbound between Burroughs Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. This report is sponsored by Crop Medcalf. Are you an experienced HVAC technician or plumber looking to join an industry leader? Crop Medcalf is hiring HVAC technicians and plumbers to join their team. Visit cropmedcalf.com to apply. I'm Taylor Shea with your latest in traffic on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a couple of showers late tonight, low of 58. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow, the shower or two, high 65. Staying rather cloudy tomorrow night, low of 56. For Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine at a high of 73 degrees. Friday, clouds and occasional sun. Friday's high temperature near 70. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Tammy Jo Schultz is a Southwest Airlines captain and a former naval aviator. In fact, some of you may remember her story when I mention it. She received wide acclaim when back on April 17th of 2018, she and her crew successfully landed a Boeing 737 after catastrophic engine failure and rapid depressurization. It saved the lives of about 148 people who were involved. And she has so much more to her credit. She became one of the first female F/A-18 Hornet pilots in the U.S. Navy. By the time she left the Navy in 1995, had become a lieutenant commander, received a National Defense Service Medal, Expert Pistol Marksmanship Medal, twice received Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medals. And on the conclusion of her service, she also became a pilot for Southwest, where she continues to work today and is married to a fellow pilot and a fellow naval aviator, Southwest Airlines Captain Dean Schultz. Topping such a list of accomplishments, however, Tammy, you found time to write a book. And we welcome you. The book, by the way, folks, is called Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, and Faced My Greatest Challenge. We'll give you her website and so forth in a moment. And also, there's a book event, a book launching event in the area I'll tell you about also. But first, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're known for that event I just briefly described. Take us back to that day. What happened, really? What more can you tell about the details? And especially, what you think prepared you to handle that crisis?
Well, the details, some of which have come out, and some of which you'll have to get the book to get all of them because you don't have enough time.
Right.
But I will say, just an engine exploded. Darren, my first officer, and I at first thought that we had had a midair with another aircraft. The jolt was so severe, and the explosion had caused the engine cowling to peel back, and it had damaged the wing and some other things, so that the aircraft, it went into a snap roll to the left, and Darren and I both grabbed it and leveled the wings. But it was Darren's flight, so even though we couldn't communicate over the roar that was going through the aircraft because of the window being hit and out, he took over the flying. I showed him hands off, and I got busy with other things, making a PA, for one thing, just to tell passengers and flight attendants that we were not going down, that we were going into Philly. And my flight attendant, Shanique Mallory, Catherine Sandoval, Rachel Fernheimer, amazing ladies that unbuckled and went through an aisle that was so dangerous that they had sprained backs, bruised ribs, lacerations. But that explosion did a number of things, severing hydraulic lines and fuel lines, but also the broken window that gave us a rapid depressurization. And so we were in a bit of a rough ride all the way down, finding out later that we really couldn't use much of the power from the engine that we had on the right side, because it would push us to the left where we had so much drag pulling us to the left. And so there were a number of things all the way down that we had to just figure out. There wasn't a recipe or an emergency procedure that applied to each event.
As you're saying, and I'm thinking, because we didn't even have time to do justice to your background leading up to this event itself, but the question comes to my mind, or the statement rather, crises really don't make heroes, I don't think. I think they uncover them, they reveal them. To what extent is that true for you and the years prior that you look back and say, this helped me prepare for such an event? Anything come to mind?
Oh, definitely. I mean, really, as far back as childhood, when my parents gave me responsibilities and expected me to keep up with them,
And so just having that responsibility and work ethic as a child given to me as an example from my parents, and then leading on through in the Navy, great, amazing flight training, and truthfully learning that if you can keep from being offended, you can accomplish a lot. And so when I was taken out of teaching guns because I was a girl and told, I won't have girls teaching guns in my squadron, and put into out of control flight instructing instead, which nobody wanted to do. I mean, that served me well years later as an aggressive pilot, and also in my day as a Boeing pilot, especially on April 17th last year.
I want you to repeat that phrase, if you can, before we take this first break. If you can keep from being offended, what's the rest of it?
Oh, you can accomplish a lot.
I like that. Folks, I hope you're taking notes. And even if not, get the book. We're going to tell you more about it. It's a powerful new book, beautiful cover. But more to the point, the context, superb. Tammy Jo Schultz, Captain of Southwest Flight 1380, Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, Faced My Greatest Challenge. We're coming back and talk with her further about it, so stay with us.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks suffer broad and sharp losses amid new trade tensions between the U.S. and China. The Dow Industrials today tumbled 314 points. The Nasdaq Composite slid 132. The S&P lost 45. Mortgage delinquencies were down slightly this summer. CoreLogic says that 3.8% of mortgages were in some stage of delinquency in July, down from 4.1% a year earlier. Only four states saw small year-over-year increases: Vermont, New Hampshire, Iowa, and Minnesota. Chicago has been crowned the country's best big city in the Condé Nast Traveler Reader's Choice Awards. More than 600,000 readers weighed in and voted the Windy City, noting its architecture, museums, chefs, and massive brewing scene. Minneapolis was number two, followed by Boston, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C. Rounding out the top 10, San Diego, New York, Pittsburgh, Honolulu, and San Antonio. Oil prices finished slightly lower today. November crude down 12 cents. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
One of the biggest challenges of a building project is trying to fit the church's needs into the budget. Purchase the land, develop the land, and with what's left, build the building. So often a church has to cut out rooms or shrink them in size to accommodate the financial plan. The Bible states that we are God's building. In Luke 14:28, Jesus adds, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Before you were born, God considered exactly what it would cost to build you into the person he wanted you to be. He counted the astronomical cost, spread his arms out wide on a cross, and said, 'You are worth it.' Without cutting out a space or shrinking his plan, Jesus provided for every single one of our needs, and he still has riches to spare. Oh, how exceptional, unsearchable, and thoroughly inexhaustible is God's plan for each of us.
This is Dr. Derek Greer, and I would love to meet you here at Grace Church this Sunday. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
So I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times, when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So, when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our Faith and Family Mortgage Team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, the book, Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, and Faced My Greatest Challenge. The author, Tammy Jo Schultz, she's with me. By the way, Max Lucado, one of our favorite authors, many of you I know, says in Nerves of Steel, Tammy Jo reminds us that life's challenges and the choices we make equip us to face anything with confidence and that we don't have to face them alone. We'll talk a bit more about that statement, Tammy, in a moment, but I want you to tell us a little bit more about how this all started for you as a little girl. I don't know if too many girls that dream of being, or boys, I suppose boys tend to dream of piloting, but that's rather sexist itself these days. And you already have alluded to the conflict you ran into with this prejudice against females going into a supposedly sacrosanct male world. But tell us about how it all started and how you broke down those barriers for yourself.
Well, I can tell you how it started, but I didn't break any barriers or I didn't feel like I did. Until you look back, you don't realize what you did, I think. But I just, growing up on a ranch in New Mexico, my dad gave me the same responsibility and the same accolades as he did my brother, both brothers, and also our hired hands. So it wasn't until I left home that I realized there was a division that the world had between what was expected or allowed for women. So that was something I realized after I left home. And I had just always done whatever I was able to do. And after seeing aviation overhead, the Air Force jets would anchor their dogfighting practice over our big hay barn. So I saw it overhead, but had never met a pilot. And then I read Jungle Pilot, which was about a bush pilot down in Ecuador, Nate Saint. And that kind of put the puzzle pieces together for me. And career day, I came into my first obstacle when the Air Force colonel told me that it was career day, not hobby day. And I should probably go find something girls could do. But I took a seat, not out of courage or defiance. It was not my school, and we had bussed in. The bus driver said the buses were locked. Stay where you are until time's up. So it was great, though. I got to listen about aviation. And it took about, I guess from that time, about 7 more years. I went through college, tried again. And it took about 7 years to find somebody that would accept my application. In the meantime, I didn't sit still. I mean, I worked through college. I worked after college. Sometimes I had 3 jobs at a time while I was interviewing for jobs and trying to find my footing after college. It wasn't automatic or easy. And I tried one more time. I decided, Lord, if you don't take away this draw to flying, then I'll try one more time, and that's it. I've got to move on in life. And I came across a recruiter that would process my application. So
maybe that's what the Lord was waiting for you to say, huh?
I suppose so.
I'm at the end of my rope.
Yes.
Well, you do write that you're not religious, but you do have a relationship with the Lord, and we can hear that already. What does that relationship look like for you? And you've already alluded also to the role of faith in your journey so far. Can you elaborate on that for folks a little bit?
Sure. In growing up, I saw a lot of sunrises and sunsets as a kid, doing chores or just out on my own adventures. And it's just hard to be outside and not realize there is an incredible intelligence and intellect that would create something like that. And So I had a draw to the Lord, truthfully, through creation before I, you know, there wasn't a sermon or anything in particular that set me on my course. But I did have this misguided perception of God as an angry old bearded man in the sky waiting for me to mess up. And one summer, my mom talked my dad into letting us off for a week, and we went to church camp, and they were doing a study in James. And James 1:5 says that if we lack wisdom, ask God, he will give it to us generously without resenting it. And that statement just, it made it sound like I had a God that was persuasively seeking my heart. And I changed my image. He changed my image to that of a young man that walks the same earth that I'm walking. And I have to say, whatever we believe, we act on. And whatever we give time, we give influence in our life. So from that point on, I really enjoyed a daily time with the Lord. And I still, in fact, now I make sure I have time first thing in the morning because I need God's grooming on my heart and my mind before I head out into my day.
You talk about three things important for everybody to have. What are they and why are they important in your mind?
I think you're speaking to the trio of habits, hope, and heroes. And habits are one of those incredibly generous gifts that God's given us. Habits on a good day become our instinct on a bad day. And we live out in the country, and, you know, you'll see deer that head across the road right as you get even with them, or they're bouncing off of a fence or something. So you realize instinct isn't always wise. And so I can really see God's gift to us in letting us choose our own habits. And then hope. On Flight 1380, whenever we had a destination and our masks on and called back, and I made a PA at the loudest point in the flight. I still can't believe they heard me make the PA that we're not going down, we're going in to Philly. And the flight attendants unbuckled and headed down the aisles. There were passengers that did hear that, and the flight attendants shared that. And it didn't change our circumstances, but it changed us. There wasn't that blind, numbing fear that there was no one in charge in the cockpit, that there was no plan afoot, that there was no destination. And so hope doesn't have to change our circumstances. It changes us, and sometimes that's enough. And then heroes. I was touched that day by the many heroes that I saw on the ground as well as in the air. And I just have to say, I realized heroes don't require a title. They don't require equipment. They just need to be willing to see and then take action on behalf of someone else.
We're going to break on that note, Tammy, for one more quick break. Nerves of Steel. By the way, there's a book launch event Thursday, coming up this Thursday, October 10th, from 3 to 5:30 p.m., at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery. Again, Thursday, October 10th, 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery. The event is free and open to the public.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Don Crow here with WAVA. Aria is a Syrian refugee raised in a strict Muslim family in the Middle East. She read her Quran and prayed five times a day, but it brought no peace. A friend invited Aria to a Bible study where she accepted Christ. She took her new Arabic Bible home and hid it in her bedroom. But her mother found it and gave it to her father. He beat Aria badly and reported her as an infidel to authorities. They took her to a remote cell where she was beaten and violated. The same happened to her friend, and they were told to never again speak of Jesus. Together, these women and thousands of new Christians are living boldly amid suffering and conflict, and they desperately need the strength of God's Word. $5 sends a Bible, and a Bible for Bible match will help us reach our goal with the Bible League International to bless nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or give online at WAVA.com.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'll never look back. Doc, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Once again, the book's called Nerves of Steel by Tammy Jo Schultz. The website that you want to check out is Captain Schultz, SCHULTS.com. In this last moment or two, Tammy, what can you say to encourage those who really are up against it? They have had some losses, some tragedies, some reversals, and they are really on the edge of kind of giving up and losing hope. And those who say, I had a dream, but it's past tense, what do you say to them?
Well, I think that dreams are just that spark that get us started. And sometimes they're a dream for a hobby or a mission. They're not the dream of what we want to do for work and life. And the Lord has been very good to groom my heart when I get too attached to what I do in life, and reminded me that who I am in Christ remains the same no matter what I do. So I would say, don't attach your worth to what you do in life. What we do in our hobbies and our work is something that it's a blessing to like what we do, but it's not who we are. It's not our worth. And those that are going through a tough time, I will have to say, if you read my book, you will see that it wasn't always just great flying that I was dealing with. And I know that I'm not singular. I mean, and it happens to men, it happens to women, that we come up against adversity. And I think, quite frankly, just reading scripture, and if you read through especially the Old Testament, you just see how these incredible men and women don't always meet with victory, but their purpose was served. And so I would encourage you, first of all, don't give up, and you may need to redirect. But if your motive and your merit are good, and then press on. And also remember that the things that are adversities today may be the very grooming, the building blocks that you needed to face a bigger challenge later on.
30 seconds. You have a young reader's edition of the book, very special to you. What can you tell us quickly about that?
Love the young reader. It was a young reader that put me in a cockpit. The young reader of Jungle Pilot, when I read that in junior high, that set my course for aviation. So young reader book is special to me.
Now, can these things be gotten at your website?
Yes, and it's Captain Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-S, no C, no
oh,
Z.
Oh, thank you for correcting
That's
me.
That's my husband's fault.
All right, thank
and
you.
Anywhere books is gold.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Tammy. Again, that website is Captain Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-S.com.
Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.